President Donald Trump's promised crackdown on illegal immigration has raised questions about civil rights. Here on KNKX, we wanted to know what legal rights apply to undocumented people. To explore that question, 88.5's Will James visited Tacoma, which is home to one of the nation's biggest detention centers for people facing deportation.
Mi nombre es Bárbara Ruiz Velasco y tengo...
Barbara Ruiz Velasco is dressed in a baggy yellow shirt like a prison uniform, but she's not quite a prisoner. She's a detainee. Like the 1,500 other immigrants at Tacoma's Northwest Detention Center, she's waiting. A judge could release her back to her four children who live in Oregon and Washington, or a judge could deport her back to Mexico. She's been waiting more than 2 years to find out. She says it's been almost a year since she saw a judge. There are just four who hear all the center's cases.
Estoy muy cansada ya de estar encerrada.
She says she once got so tired of being detained, she was going to give up and allow the government to deport her. But her family in Mexico said her hometown had grown dangerous and told her to wait it out.
Hay mucho peligro ahorita.
Barbara is here for two reasons. One, she's undocumented. She crossed the border illegally more than two decades ago. Two, she's been convicted of gun possession and selling marijuana. Many of these detainees are here because they first went through the criminal justice system. Barbara spent a little over a year in an Oregon prison. After more than 2 years at this federal detention center, which is run by a private company, she says prison was easier.
They have a school and church and different kind of stuff.
But not here?
No, not here.
And in prison, she knew when she would get out. What's clear is Barbara has some rights. After all, she's still here. There's a process that determines whether or not she can stay. What's not so clear is exactly which rules apply. Juan Cadena is a Seattle University law professor who specializes in navigating this gray area, and he's an immigrant himself.
I came here for graduate school from Ethiopia.
He says the question of what rights non-citizens have is really complicated. It helps to think of it as a spectrum. The law treats different categories of non-citizens differently.
The Supreme Court has said there's this ascending scale of rights. The more contacts that you have with the United States, the more rights that you have, you accumulate. It's all sort of like you earn it.
An ascending scale of rights. Picture green card holders at the top. They're basically one step away from citizenship. At the bottom are foreigners who have never set foot in America. And undocumented people? Well, it depends. If you're caught within 100 miles of the border, the federal government can often send you right back. If you've been here longer, you get a hearing before a judge. And that's where it gets even more complicated.
Immigration removal proceedings are civil proceedings. They're not criminal proceedings.
Okay, I know I said earlier that a lot of people facing deportation have criminal records. But once that criminal part of your case is over and the deportation part begins, it's not a criminal case anymore. Being undocumented isn't a crime, it's a civil violation. And that is a really important distinction, because it means you have fewer rights. For one, the government can use evidence from an illegal search against you at your hearing, and the government doesn't provide you a lawyer if you can't afford one. And yet, it still looks a lot like a criminal trial.
It's an adversarial proceeding. If you don't have an attorney, it could be a very difficult process.
There's a judge in front of you. There's a prosecutor from the federal government arguing why you should be deported. And on the other side, there's often just you. All right, but you could ask, why is there a hearing at all? If you're here illegally, why doesn't the federal government just buy you a one-way ticket and send you home? Cadena says, for one, the government wants to make sure it didn't mess up.
You'd be surprised. In some cases, persons who are charged as non-citizens could be found to be citizens.
And then the law says some people get to stay, even if they got here illegally. For instance, if you can show that you risk being persecuted or tortured in your native country, you're a refugee and a judge is supposed to keep you here. Kadana says all these rules come from more than a century of case law and congressional action. It's a messy part of the law.
After teaching this course like for 10 years, I still find new things that I haven't seen before.
And Barbara, she's trying to navigate all this from a cell without a lawyer. She says one of the lowest points of her detention was going before that judge last year alone. She felt like the judge wouldn't let her speak.
Me siento perdida.
I feel lost, she says. Barbara expects to be deported. What she wants now is to be released on bond so she can spend some time with her kids.
Would you want to bring your children with you back to Mexico or let them stay here?
Esa es una pregunta bien difícil.
She says that's a very hard question. Will James, 88.5 News.
That last story was part of our series, Unpacking Government. And if you're looking for more stories about how government works, you can find them at knkx.org.